This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Each government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are the community that I'm talking about. How many people know you and how many people do you know? Think about that. You are a force du jour in the stopping of the totalitarians that are just running amok right now. It's election season, and you have the queen of the totalitarians right now. I call her a hybrid totalitarian. That's Hillary Rodham Clinton. It's kind of an interesting type of totalitarianism that she represents: communism, national socialism, religionism, Islamism. I mean, it's a blend, if you will. So I call her a hybrid totalitarian, which, if elected to president, might spell the doom of this country. And that's why we're pushing so hard here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, now, we had the situation that went on with the debate the other night. That was Sunday night. But prior to that, we had the release of the bombshell revelation, the audio tape in which Donald Trump is disparaging women, yada, yada, yada. That's supposed to be a big deal. But also, we had WikiLeaks come out pretty much at the same time. And WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, brought to us quite a bit of information that was pretty damning to Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, we've had a second release since then. And the second release came about this morning. And our very own Red Smith has been perusing these fine emails that have been actually absconded, if you will, from John Podesta, who is Hillary Clinton's chief advisor for her campaign and a longtime Clinton friend, Clinton operative for years. So we have new, fresh WikiLeaks. And Red, I guess this is, in spite of what we're seeing all these damning polls and Donald Trump is tanking and it's over and The Republicans are running away from him. Yet the LA Times USC poll has Donald Trump, as of today, up by 2.
Yeah. Yeah, the mainstream marketers are hard at work there. And this latest batch of WikiLeaks that we have that was released about 2.5 hours ago, I've not had a chance to go after them in a systematic fashion yet, just kind of perusing. But even with the perusing, this is the gift that keeps on giving. Talking about mainstream marketers back during the primaries in Iowa, there's emails back and forth between several newspaper publications, the Des Moines Register, the Iowa Democrat, between Hillary Clinton's chief of staff, John Podesta, and the editors at the newspaper, where they're submitting their articles to John Podesta to be edited by him and then resubmitted, so they're being told what they could print.
Doesn't get any more totalitarian than that now, does it?
I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm sitting here perusing one right now that goes back to July 24th, 2014, where they're talking about leaning the Clintons are talking about leaning on the White House to appoint a certain judge to the district court so that abortion can be a key issue in the Iowa battleground states.
Nice. Nice. I mean, you know, this whole thing with Podesta, the White House, Clinton, it goes much. This is a much greater influence, or maybe at least as equal as what we're seeing with the Rhodes brothers, Ben and David Rhodes. David Rhodes being the president of CBS News, and Ben being the chief advisor to President Barack Hussein Obama.
You know, George Carlin put it the best some years ago when he said, "It's just a big club and you ain't in it."
That's right. And you ain't in it. So this is, now, as you say, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we want to qualify what we're talking about here. And Red has only had a little bit of a time to make the case on some of these emails. So we're going to make sure this is covered thoroughly, because there's, 1,100 in this latest leak?
Yeah, a little over 1,100 in this latest leak, and they seem to just be getting a little bit stronger and a little bit more in depth with each subsequent release of the WikiLeaks. I think they're very slowly building the foundation for a bigger picture that's coming.
Right, right, right. And you know, Donald has already been out front in the last couple of days saying there's going to be more audio releases of him making various comments, which I'm sure about. You know, the guy was in the entertainment business with radio and on the other side of the entertainment industry in so many different ways. Doesn't take away from his business
the
acumen
interesting
or
thing
now.
Is that that came out today is that leak on Donald Trump, and that audio came from courtesy of Paul Ryan. It's the Republicans trying to ambush him at this point.
Right, and I'm glad you brought that up. And this is... Explain that to everybody, because we had this brief talk and we found this out earlier. It was Paul Ryan who was behind this leak.
Yeah, it was actually one of his staff members that released the audio tape. This was not an attack by the Clinton campaign. This was an attack by the Republican Rhino establishment, the bought-off corporatists and globalists that have hidden themselves in the Republican Party.
Yeah, there's some backstory to that whole thing and how it got leaked and how the surprise that the Clinton campaign was when they saw this. But, you know, we've been saying, ladies and gentlemen, in fact, in the first part of this show, the first 2 hours of this show, we were talking about Paul Ryan. And Paul Ryan basically is orchestrating the downfall and, I think, the destruction of the Republican Party as we know it, also the downfall potentially of Donald Trump. And this is an orchestrated, well-orchestrated event. Of course, the orchestration... And again, what I said earlier, when Paul Ryan came out and had his little conservative brouhaha get-together in which Donald Trump was invited on Saturday morning, after the leak, all of a sudden he's disinvited. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's a substantial amount of planning that went behind the setup of Donald Trump there to try and humiliate Donald Trump by Paul Ryan.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, this is just proof positive that's the case.
Well, it's Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and the Democratic cabal that exists in Washington, D.C. are not the only ones that have a great deal to lose if the light of day starts to be shined on some of their activities. It extends to the Republican Party just as well.
Exactly, and I've been saying that for so long, that the Republicans are so into this, and of course that's the reason why these Republicans are pushing back so hard. I call them the globalist Republicans, and of course you have the globalist Democrats, as led by Hillary Rodham Clinton and others. But this is a very, very emblematic. Now, one of the things that is emblematic of is that we're starting to see, and you started to read to me earlier, and maybe I'll share this with the audience, there seems to be a great deal of complicity that's been going on amongst the globalists, meaning all these parties now, and they're starting to be actually verified through the WikiLeaks.
Well, there is. There's a great deal of things, and some of these WikiLeaks that I'm looking at is helping to confirm a project that I'm working on. A little bit of, over a month ago, I was given some information that got me looking into the 1995 bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City,
the Murrah building. Right.
And there is a great deal of evidence that links the Clintons directly to that bombing, to the point of being responsible for it. There are things where the records for the Whitewater and Mena, Arkansas drug investigation, a lot of evidence and documentation that were lost because for some strange reason those documents were housed in the federal building in Oklahoma City. Connections to the people involved in the bombing of Oklahoma City, and that has kind of broadened my investigation with some things that I'll be bringing out. But I, at this point, I'm comfortable with saying first and foremost, Hillary Clinton and her husband Bill Clinton are mafioso-style criminals.
Hang on a second here, Red. We got the music coming up. We come back. More of Red Smith here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new Manna Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
We're sending out an SOS.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Red Smith, and we're talking about the latest batch of WikiLeaks that have come out, about another 1,100. This is not the batch that came out on Friday and Saturday earlier this weekend. This is a new batch that just came out, really just a few hours old, and Red has had a chance to look at some of this. One of the things that we left with just at the break in regards to some of the WikiLeaks and some of the information that we're gathering was, as Red, you were talking about, the Mura building in Oklahoma, I think it was 1995, detonation of bombs that went off. And long as we've been looking at it, or here on Agenda 21 Radio, we interviewed Jaina Davis, the author of The Third Terrorist, numerous times. I spent hours and hours and hours with her going over the evidence. It was very, very clear to me this was a federal operation. It was an operation that was coordinated with Middle Eastern actors as well. We could go into that, but I think you perhaps have something else that might be coming out of these WikiLeaks that may be pointing the finger at the Clintons.
Well, one of the things that I've been looking at as I've been kind of poring over old documents and evidence is two of the biggest ties that I continue to find with the Mura building is the federal government and the white supremacist movement, and duplicity between the Clinton White House and the white supremacist movement. And that got me looking into some of the activities of the Clintons back into Arkansas, things like that. And then, you know, one of the most telling is Hillary Clinton's little diatribe after the death of Grand Cyclops Robert C. Byrd,
right,
who was a West Virginia senator. He was also the head of the Ku Klux Klan nationally, who she refers to as a close friend and personal mentor. Well, that's more than lip service to Robert C. Byrd. If you look at the involvement of some of the Clintons and the people that they operated with out of Arkansas, I spoke to one person actually in Arkansas that said back at the time when Bill Clinton was elected, you didn't get elected in Arkansas without the support of the Klan.
Right.
So at the very least, Bill and Hillary Clinton are lip service white supremacists, and I'm seeing evidence that they may be, in fact, a great deal more than that and have enough influence over the white supremacist movement to use them for an operation such as the Mura building.
Well, you know, one of the things that ties a little bit into this, obviously, is operators from the Middle East and the association with Muslim Brotherhood organizations. And
absolutely.
McVeigh purportedly and the other guy, I can't remember his name, he's still alive. But they actually went, I believe it was McVeigh, actually went to Subic Bay and learned how to make bombs from Al-Qaeda and still involved with this operation. And, you know, that to me is a pretty damning thing. And by the way, this has all been brought out in federal court and confirmed.
Yes, it has. And just as quickly disregarded and paved over by the mainstream marketers.
Exactly. That's exactly right. They don't want
to. This is not new information that I'm finding. It's old information that's been suppressed and is out there for research, and it's very troubling. I'm going to be doing a series of articles on it as I firm things up. But as I've been looking at it, it's it's very troubling. But getting back to some of the things in the WikiLeaks and the way that the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton campaign, which are absolutely one and the same, operate, is they threaten, they intimidate. They are absolutely working with generating the narrative with the mainstream. I was looking at one email a little bit earlier ago where in California during the primary, the Clinton campaign was provided by a targeting list of who to go after in the Bernie Sanders camp and who to try to sway support to Clinton to. And that list was provided by Arianna Huffington.
Yeah.
Of the Huffington Post. It's you have seen other emails now from the Hewlett Foundation, which the Hewlett Foundation is the one half of Hewlett-Packard, one of the largest companies in the United States. But the Hewlett Foundation controls over $9 billion in assets. They're the largest contributor to climate change action, to environmental justice, things of this nature. They're writing emails to John Podesta of the Clinton Foundation asking the Clintons to pick their next board members.
Now, and of course, the Hewlett of Hewlett and Packard is out of Stanford, as I recall. And
it is.
This is, I guess, it's sort of a think tank for Hillary Rodham Clinton out of Stanford. And the globalist, clearly, the globalist.
Well, it's they are able to use a tremendous amount of resources to sway climate policy and climate agendas and use them to manipulate EPA rules. I've been looking at emails in this latest batch where John Podesta, through intermediaries, directly threatened United States Assemblymen and senators to cut their DNC funding if they didn't support certain changes in the EPA rules.
So we're basically seeing how the game is played now through some of these most recent WikiLeaks.
Absolutely.
With Podesta at the helm of this of her campaign. I guess the bigger question is that as we start to grind on this, and I know that we worked with can't remember the name of the group, the Red Dirt Report, which is out of Oklahoma, on the whole thing with the Murrah building. We worked with several of the reporters and spent a lot of time. There's been a number of documentaries. It's going to be, I
would say, probably the best documentary that backs up what they're saying, that provides facts, provides witnesses, very credible witnesses, is the Corbett Report.
Yeah.
On the Murrah building. That is such an eye-opening collection of evidence, and you're talking about FBI officials that are discussing this, ATF officials, people that were really punished and hit hard for trying to bring the truth out and then swept aside.
Yeah, for whatever reason, they have very good reasons to not investigate or find these people once they disappear. You can't discount some of the relationship that might be going on here with the Clintons, that's for sure. I want to dig a little bit deeper and connect the dots for the people, because white supremacy is something that was labeled early on as an issue that was that McVeigh and these guys were into. My intelligence wasn't it was a neo-Nazi group. And, of course, how do you separate neo-Nazi from white supremacy and Klansmen down in the South in that era? You can't. They're one and the same.
Absolutely.
And so you get into the neo-Nazi thing, then you get into such things as the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE and all these other organizations, because they are aligned with the Nazis. And so this Nazi linkage was extending, from what we were understanding, and this might help in your investigation, all the way into Iraq at the time of the bombing of the Murrah building.
Well, that's some of these emails that I'm reading, too, are from some of Hillary Clinton's Muslim campaign contributors that are discussing her and her position as the head of the State Department leaning on Israel and creating policies to stop Israel from doing some of the things in the Negev, otherwise facing her being cut off from funding from the Muslim nations.
Well,
it's absolute pay-to-play politics, and Muslim countries that are basically impinging the independence and sovereignty of the United States because they're paying the head of our State Department to act against our country's own interests.
Well, and selling our resources.
Yeah,
let's not forget that.
Let's talk about Uranium One.
Yeah, I mean, that's in Uranium One, ladies and gentlemen, is just the tip of the iceberg. You've got farmland, you've got the whole nine yards, you've got the music coming up. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Red Smith about, well, the WikiLeaks, the most recent ones. And again, we're just trying to do a primer on today's show. We got a lot more to go, hours and hours. of investigative reporting coming your way here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
We're sending out an SOS.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And we're talking about the new Podesta emails that have been leaked by WikiLeaks. And there's a whole range of them. You can go to WikiLeaks and pull it up. It's a very interesting read. And 1,100 or so have been released at this point just today. And there was another 2,400. Is that what it was on Saturday morning or Friday night?
Yeah, and then there was 2,200 before that.
Yeah, okay. So they're starting to come out now, and I think as Red has said here, that what we're seeing is that we're getting progressively more and more dirt, if you will, in these emails that are more and more condemning of Hillary Clinton. And, of course, one of the things that we knew early on was going to happen, and we were waiting for these emails to come out to verify the comments that we were making, is that we're going to see the big picture of what's been going on with the Clintons. We're going to see the big picture and how it's been interplaying with our government and with the rest of the world. We're going to be very easily, we're going to see how the globalists are trying to take over this country and do it right now. They're trying right now. Go ahead, Red.
Well, at the best, and as horrible as that sounds, at the best case scenario, we are looking at rampant corruption. I'm looking at one right now, and these emails are really the gift that just keeps on giving. I'm not even looking at them through any particular fashion, just kind of picking and choosing from the subject lines, and it just keeps on giving. I'm looking at an email right now where the Clinton campaign is leaning on the White House to appoint a judge to the Iowa District Court, Karen Romano, who is a abortion supporter, so that abortion can become a primary debate topic.
In the campaign.
In the campaign.
Right.
And to create a uproar over abortion in Iowa to help sway votes there.
So this is the crisis creation methodology, using emails and influence with judges and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So create a crisis.
They're not asking them to appoint this person because she's the best person for the job or because of her credentials or her records. They want her to be appointed because she will create a tempest to make abortion an issue in the campaign.
So, you know, what we've seen in this campaign right now, and go back to Saturday morning, is they created a crisis and now they're managing it. The crisis being the audio of Donald Trump 11 years ago. And then they came right in with all the media just boom, all the way up front, and still even today, managing the crisis with talking points. There's nothing that they're going to not give them any quarter. You know, if they interview Donald Trump surrogates, they always have three or four, maybe even five Clinton surrogates versus the one surrogate on the panel. You see that all the time on CNN. So there's no way to get the word out from Donald Trump. But, you know, over time, one of the things I think I've learned, read over in this election cycle in particular, is that Americans are way more discerning today than they were 4 years ago.
Well, I actually saw a recent poll that among Americans, twice as many Americans believe in Bigfoot that trust the mainstream media. It was actually 14% of Americans polled believe in Bigfoot, 6% of Americans polled believe the mainstream media.
Okay, now we have Paul Ryan, who's stepped out, and he's basically declared himself voting for Hillary. I mean, I don't see how he can say anything else. He's also encouraging other Republicans not to back Donald and so on. So this is complete treasonous behavior as a Republican, I guess. But this is something not unexpected from Paul Ryan, I don't think. Now, what about radio talk show host Glenn Beck?
I don't even really want to. Glenn Beck is, I don't know how to put it other than he's a bum. Glenn Beck is out of his mind, out of his rocker, insane. He has gone completely off of the rails, and he wasn't really had both wheels on the road to begin with. He is just, he's completely out there, and he's like watching a drowning man thrash around. And anybody that gets near him is going to drown with him.
Well, you know, one of the things that came out today, and he said it the last couple of days, I guess, is that, you know, he's just pretty much encouraging people to vote for Hillary over Donald Trump at this point. You know, have to make up your own mind. You know, he's coming in with these leading comments.
That's out of nothing other than spite.
And hatred.
Because his guy, Ted Cruz, lost.
Right. And hatred. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I saw that hatred firsthand at CPAC in Washington, D.C., from Glenn Beck and from others. It was absolutely astounding, but it was very, very clear, this is back in January, that these people had another agenda besides electing or selecting the best candidate, even Ted Cruz. I have a feeling that if Ted Cruz had been nominated before Glenn Beck even came along, they would be hammering on Ted Cruz. Because of his not so globalist tendencies at the time. Of course, we've learned a lot about Ted Cruz since, but I have a feeling they would have been trying to pick off the most conservative of the candidates. And of course, now it's Donald Trump with all of his really, he's let it be known, attitude about anti-globalism which is first and foremost in his mind.
Absolutely. And it just the duplicity and the machine that we can see at work here that, again, extends into both parties and both sides of these things. The people that seem to think that the corruption ends at the front door of the DNC are insane.
Yeah.
It's just as bad. It's just as prevalent within the Republican Party. And their acts of desperation against Donald Trump right now are starting to prove it. There's a lot of people that are going to go to jail.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, including Hillary Rodham Clinton, as Donald Trump noteworthy put
John
out the
John McCain.
Other... Oh, okay. Go ahead. Let's lay it on people. What John McCain.
Paul Ryan. John right. Boehner.
Right.
There's a lot of these people and their involvements on both sides of the aisle. They're dirty, they're filthy, they're corrupt, and they're bought off. And they have traded the national security and the sovereignty of the United States for their own personal gain.
Now, we were reporting here on Agenda 21 Radio about a year ago the complicity of John McCain with arms shipments into Syria and into the rebels. And it was first reported, maybe it was a little bit longer than that, maybe 14 months ago, because we were doing all the stuff, the research on the Benghazi thing. We heard about the emails. Quite frankly, we were privy to some readings, two emails that are emails that are out right now. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, these emails have been out for a while. You know, any high school, really good qualified high school computer hacker can hack into these emails and get them. And that's really, I think, what's happened here more than anything else. But the situation with McCain and others that are in the Senate, and especially with the Senate Armed Services Committee and all these other committees that are related, we were getting intelligence that they were benefiting financially from these arms sales. And these arms sales were the ones that were provided for and arranged by Hillary Rodham Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama in order to arm ISIS. Now, these are the emails that are going to be coming out that are going to verify that in this batch.
Well, there's some indicators of that already. There's a couple of emails that I've looked that speaks of direct collusion between Senator John McCain and Barack Obama back to 2008 when they were running against each other for the presidential election.
Bingo. Hang on. We got a break coming up, and we need to touch upon that. I have a shorter break after that. But, Red, this is some pretty damning information, especially about the 2008 linkage. You always kind of thought that the fix was in the 2008 election. I did anyway. And it's... what these WikiLeaks are probably going to provide is, well, the verification of that. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
We're sending out an SOS.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
All right, you want emails? We've got emails for you. Yeah, WikiLeaks, another dump of the emails, and we're taking the time right now. Red Smith has been so kind to be with us, and he's given a first look, first blush, if you will, at the emails that have come in, the most recent ones. We've had a couple over the last couple of these leaks and dumps, if you will, by WikiLeaks, and it's providing a lot of information. And one of the things we were discussing was verification of information that we had here on Agenda 21 Radio about 14 months ago. It could be longer than that. Boy, I'll tell you, time flies. I look back at Benghazi, and that wasn't that long ago. But the verification that some of our senators, some of our members of the House, were actually benefiting from arms sales to ISIS. Yeah, this is the whole Citizens Commission on Benghazi and all this other stuff in which we were named as the terror financing group. And, of course, then there's Scott Bennett who comes along, and he's got, hello, all the financial records proving that. Now, one of the things, and this comes up, by the way, and I think maybe this is breaking news, probably shouldn't share it, but I'm going to anyway, but in conversations with Scott Bennett recently, this is a topic that has come up, is McCain's connection to the arms sales to the rebels, the so-called rebels in Syria, and that there are verifying emails that are out there now. I have not seen the emails, but apparently they are out there, and Julian Assange is going to leak them. That's a little bit of breaking news, and this is going to absolutely put the nail in the coffin for John McCain, as I was told.
As it should, because if you look at the collusion, there's a couple of the emails in this drop that I've looked at where there is direct communication between Podesta and the Barack Obama campaign and the Barack Obama campaign and John McCain, where the Barack Obama campaign is specifically requesting of the McCain campaign to remove certain anti-Obama things on their website that have become too troubling for Obama, and then giving them suggestions on things to double down on hitting Clinton about.
Really?
Really. It's, and you ask, well, why would John McCain do this? The answer is the Ukraine, the gas pipeline, and Chevron.
And also, as I recall, and I could have this wrong, Joe Biden's son, it's either Joe Biden or John Kerry's son, or both, actually have some sort of employment issue and contract with the Ukrainian government.
Yes, they do. And it's, you know, the Putin's been very upfront about it. It's about the gas pipelines. Chevron wants them. They are the lifeline for the Russian economy. And essentially what you're watching in the Ukraine is using the United States government and John McCain as the stalking horse to commit a hostile takeover of the Russian pipelines for Chevron. That was John McCain's payoff for tanking the election and being the stalking horse to attack Hillary Clinton and get Barack Obama elected. I'm looking at one here from 2008, a email from the United Auto Workers reminding Hillary Rodham Clinton that Senator Obama just guaranteed another $25 billion in assistance to automakers if he is elected. We need to have an immediate meeting to discuss the possibilities of what a Clinton presidency could do for the United Auto Workers.
My understanding, they didn't have that meeting.
No, they didn't.
And she didn't get elected.
No. It's disgusting. It's blatant, outright corruption out there for everybody to see.
Well, and this explains a lot, and it explains a lot about Paul Ryan in particular. But I mean, he's got other ideologies that are pushing him, the Catholic Church in particular, and him shepherding through those all that money from the Obama administration for the Catholic charities and even the Mormon charities and so on to help the refugees that are coming across the border that need clothing, food, and shelter. Oh yeah, go ahead, make my day on that one. That's a huge multi-billion dollar industry that these people have going on right now. They need more refugees. And, of course, Hillary Clinton is all about bringing in more refugees, unvetted refugees, I might add. But this whole thing with Paul Ryan and the rest of these legislators, this is really doomsday for them if this all starts to come out. And quite frankly, it is coming out. It is coming out. So it is doomsday.
Well, one of the most damning emails that I kind of haven't mentioned on purpose, because a lot of the alternative media has already picked up on it, is there is an email from Clinton Press Secretary Jennifer Palmieri that is describing the beginning of the kickoff of the Clinton campaign, and it says very clearly that even though Hillary Clinton can no longer stand the average American, we believe it's very important that she presents herself at least the first time as the champion of the average American. It flat says in there that even though we all know she can no longer stand the average American, she wants to be our president.
Amazing. Hang on. We got the music coming up, and Red will be able to close this hour out. Great work on your part to get all this together and give our audience sort of a primer, because I know we're going to have to come back to this now and really kind of explore a lot of the details and what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, to our, well, so-called elected representatives in their elections down cycle. We'll have to wait and see. Donald Trump seems to be in the catbird seat. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
We're sending out an SOS.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Visit agenda21radio.news. That's our website, a21r.com. Either one gets you there. And also you can email me, Paul, at a21r.com. a21r.com. That's Paul at a21r.com. And we're with Red Smith and finalizing this hour. And, of course, it's all about the WikiLeaks coming out. And we're starting to put some pieces of the puzzle together. And maybe as you listen to Red and I talk, you know, we're actually working together here to put pieces of the puzzle together. And then in the off hours, we're going to get together and collaborate and come up with some pretty, well, so far, Red, we've been 100% on everything we've concluded. It's really uncanny. But these emails that we, this recent batch, got about 30 seconds, is really a big one, isn't it? It's the start of the beginning of the end.
Well, again, here's another one. Conservative Catholicism, from Jeremy Halpin of American Progress to Jennifer Palmieri of the Clinton campaign. Excellent point. We can throw around terms like thomistic thought and subsidiary and sound sophisticated because average Americans doesn't know what the hell we're talking about. I imagine that they think it is socially acceptable, politically conservative religion. Their rich friends wouldn't understand if they became evangelicals. Ken Auletta's latest piece on Murdoch and in the New Yorker starts off with the aside that both Murdoch and Robert Thompson, Mattingly, editor of the World of the Wall Street Journal, are raising their kids Catholic. Frickin' Murdoch baptized his kids in Jordan, where John the Baptist baptized Jesus. Many of the most powerful elements of the conservative movement are all Catholic. Many converts from the SC and think tanks to media and social groups. It's an amazing bastardization of the faith. They must be attracted to the systemic thoughts clearly backwards.
Red, thank you very much. We got to run for time, and you'll be back.
There's so much here.
I know. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.